It might have been more than just irony that a panel discussion on technology would experience technical difficulties in the recording.
And we have two representatives of one of the this morning is to have roughly 40 minutes of panel discussion among these.
This week's discussion in Washington, D.C. addressed a glitch in the education system. Business leaders and educators say the U.S. is not producing enough science and engineering graduates. The panel included Bill Gates, the founder of Microsoft. He complained that his company can't find enough qualified Americans to hire.
Our elite position, where we develop the best people in this country and many of the best people from other countries come here, that's certainly eroding.
During the event, a man in the audience could be seen snapping a photograph, holding up a combination cell phone, camera, and web browser. That little object hints at the pace of technological change around the world. The competition to keep up with change explains why Microsoft opened research offices in China and India. In an interview with NPR, Bill Gates said these countries are churning out thousands of qualified college graduates.
Many people who look at offshoring are looking at to save cost. In fact, the way we do R&D, that's not the key thing. It's the quality of the innovation, how quickly we get things done. If you look at the pipeline, it's going to be a tougher and tougher situation for us to hire.
Are you saying you have an Indian campus and a Chinese campus because there just aren't enough good brains here available?
We would have done some work in those markets irregardless. You want to have some diversity, particularly in research itself, where you can draw on the talent pool that's there. But there's no doubt that if we had easy hiring here in the U.S., we would be doing more in the U.S. and somewhat less outside the U.S.
When you talk about the problem with the number of science and engineering students in the United States, is that really a problem of money and educational systems, or is it a problem of culture?
Well, the Chinese are clearly inculcating the idea that science is exciting and important, and that's why they, as a whole, they're graduating four times as many engineers as we are, and that's just happened over the last 20 years. We see drop-offs in terms of interest in this at every level of the educational system, particularly for women and minorities, but as a whole. And so we've got to work on that at every stage.
You're a father now. Does that make you think in a different way about the influences on children and what they see and what they hear and the places that they learn and what they're encouraged to do or not do?
Well, the nice thing about being a parent is it gives you a long-term perspective. You know, you start thinking about, okay, you know, when my kids are my age, you know, what will the United States be like? I also think about, you know, as my kids are showing interest in different things, you know, I won't push them, but, you know, I'd love to have them be in some part of the sciences where they can make a contribution that really improves the world.
Do you want your kids to play Xbox?
Absolutely. I think as opposed to sitting and passively watching TV, which is the primary thing the United States has kids doing more of than any other country, I think interacting, particularly as we bring in the social element where you're talking to your friends, you're organizing and planning with your friends. Now, I wouldn't hold that up against, say, doing your homework or reading books. I think parents have to budget their kids' times. But interactive gaming fits in the mix, and it's getting a lot better.
Video game software is one of many areas that Bill Gates' company has tried to dominate. Microsoft's operating system runs more than 90% of all computers, and users would have to work hard not to buy something from the company, which does not please every customer, according to technology writer David Pogue of the New York Times.
The new Microsoft, these little divisions that it's set up, these little experimental design groups, is doing some truly innovative work. I just wish it could bring the same spirit of invention and improvement to its old guard products. Windows is plagued by viruses and spyware and hacker attacks, and Microsoft comes out with patches which everybody has to install, and then they find out that certain programs don't run anymore, and it's just a cycle of maintenance and frustration.
When Bill Gates spoke to us this week, he acknowledged that even he has had frustrating moments using Microsoft programs on a home computer. But he said that as technology improves, computers will continue to change our lives.
We can reduce the need for travel, make collaboration at a distance work a lot better. Clearly, you're going to be carrying around a nice flat screen. You'll be using a lot less paper. The boundary between the phone and the PC device will be largely eliminated. Those are all things that we're investing billions in, and even within a decade's time, we think those will be mainstream.
You listened politely while someone out at the panel discussion said, Bill Gates can't tell us where the Internet will be 5 or 6 years from now.
Well, no one knows exactly. Clearly, with our R&D investments, we put our money where our ideas are. We think speech will be important, so we've been one of the biggest investors
in
speech recognition. We think visual recognition will be important, so we've been one of the biggest investors. I mean, after all, just take an area like search. When you search for information, you shouldn't get back 10 links. You should get the answer. We're going to look back on what search is today and laugh at how inconvenient it was to go, click on a bunch of links and find funny things there, because we'll be bringing the answers back directly to the user.
Are you going to be able to make something that's rather expensive, rather cutting edge, like speech recognition, pay for your company?
Well, the beauty of our model is we always offer software at extremely low cost, but then we can benefit by the volume that's out there. Yes, we can take speech recognition and make it very, very, very inexpensive thing so that everybody has it and the economic model can work out for us.
There really does seem to be a difference, though, between areas of the market like Windows, where you dominate, and areas where, according to business writers, you put out quite innovative products. Mobile phones come to mind. And in spite of that innovation, there's just so much competition. The market is so difficult, it's hard to make a profit.
Well, we certainly expect to make a profit doing mobile phone software. You know, in the case of Windows, it's interesting that people can keep using their current version. So the only revenue we get is when people see that we've done enough breakthroughs that it's worth it to them to get that new version. All we get to sell, every new customer sale, is breakthrough innovation.
That challenge, finding innovations, is the same one that Bill Gates has been outlining for the country at large. This week, Gates said it's inevitable that the United States' dominant position in technology will erode as other countries chase the leader. In computer software, Microsoft has been the leader, and Bill Gates knows that other companies will always be chasing him.